Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. And the countdown is on. The Final Four is set. And in fact, we're down to the Final Two in the women's bracket. Crazy stuff. UConn loses. They were 14-point favorites. Arizona beats them. And Stanford knocks off South Carolina in a wild basketball game, like a one-point game. And now we've got an all Pac-12 women's final. And I tell you what, the Pac-12 is making a lot of money, man, over the last couple of weeks. Right? Like they're racking up the wins. With every win, you get more money from the television network and the NCAA for advancing. You know, big, big boost, a vaccination, so to speak, for the Pac-12. Although UCLA are in a lot of trouble. Although I will say this, a lot of people that we talk to, a lot of the guests that we have on the program, I don't know, a lot of these guys like to be contrarian, I think, as well. But a lot of people are taking UCLA plus the points in this game. I will not be one of them. I'm not getting in front of a team that has won 27 games in a row by double digits, man. All right? Like, why? Like, you know, really? Like, at this point? 27 in a row by double digits. Yeah, UCLA scoring defense is very, very effective. They seem to limit teams, and teams seem to have off nights, and it's not a coincidence that, you know, teams are shooting poorly against these guys. But does anybody legitimately believe that UCLA are holding Gonzaga to 53 points, to 56 points? No. I think, you know, UCLA, I don't know, I'm not sure about the over of this game, because I'm not so sure how much UCLA is going to score on Gonzaga, but we'll break it down. I look forward to Steve Merrill's take on this. Wager Talk in the house. Tony Finn, sportsmemo.com. Mick Aussie from planetmickland.com kicking it with us. And that's not the name of Mick's website, although it probably should be. Mick's site is mickaussie.com. I don't know if he's updated it in like 16 years or something like that, but I'll give the guy credit. He was one of the first people. Mickey actually is a trailblazer. He used to do like videos and have a website and stuff like when people were still on MySpace. So yeah, we'll give Mick credit for that. But yeah, Mick Aussie Planet. MickAussiePlanet.com. I think that's a better one. 406 days. That's the last time Gonzaga lost a basketball game. Baylor, Houston, we break it down. The Freak Show has begun. Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information, you go to an expert. Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming, odds, and more, you've come to the right place. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
For you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year. The league folded.
Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
You think you win, but you won't.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
Time has come.
Homer is wondering who's going to win the million-dollar game in the XFL. Well, Homer, it's now the XCFL. That's what it is. And who's going to win the million-dollar game? Toronto Argonauts. Excuse me, the Toronto Argonauts versus the New York Gladiators, or whatever the hell they were called. That's actually the last sporting event. I should remember what are they called? The Guardians, the New York Guardians. That's the last sporting event that I was at live. That's the last time I've been to a sporting event, an XFL football game. That's the end of that. All right, so Steve Merrill's going to step up and in. As we mentioned, UConn loses. They were 14-point favorites. That doesn't happen often. This UConn's women's basketball team doesn't lose a lot. All Pac-12 final there. News out of Major League Baseball today. And obviously we've got games that will track some of these games. What the hell's going on with my lights here? I feel like I'm getting pulled over by the cops. It's like, hey, pull over. It's like, but big news from Major League Baseball today. We got flashing lights all over the place here. It's like a Friday night rock show. Hit the music, hit the strobe lights, let's rock. But news out of Major League Baseball today, they moved the All-Star game from Atlanta. The All-Star game was going to be in Atlanta. And I tell you what, Major League Baseball, these guys weren't playing around, man. They brought it up last week, and I thought, you guys are bluffing. There's no way in hell Major League Baseball is going to move the All-Star game, right? Just because the Players Association said that. Yet, now digging in a little bit deeper right now, basically the players told baseball, we're not going to play. They said, yeah, we won't play in the All-Star game, just point blank, if you have it in Atlanta. So, it's, here we are right now. And, you want to keep politics out of sports all the time. And, I do, generally. I might tweet my opinion on something every now and then. But on these shows, I stay, we stick in our lane for the most part. But, we don't make the news, right? We just report it. It's interesting, though, I see now, the governor of Georgia is blaming cancel culture. And this term's being tossed around a little bit too loosely. See, the thing is, if you're the governor of Georgia, it's your state, right? Yeah, if you want to have archaic laws to make it harder for people to vote, that's your right. You're in power. People voted you into power. And, you do what you want to do. But it's not your right. Like, nobody says Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has to play a game for you. All right? And I like what the Atlanta Braves said. The Braves said that the All-Star game could have been a chance to enhance the conversation about the voting laws. Yeah, because I'm sure that's what you would have talked about, right? So, as I stated, I always say this about both things. And it's not, it isn't political, because I know Steve Merrill's not going to agree with everything I say here, but, Georgia, it's their state. They're going to try to pass whatever laws they want to pass, and they're free to do that. Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball players are also free to say, we don't want to play there, right? It's not in the Constitution that you get a Major League Baseball All-Star game. So it goes both ways. Let's bring in Steve Merrill right now. And as Steve knows, and I think Steve agrees, I think everybody's a snowflake and cupcake, Merrill. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cancel culture, but I don't know if this has anything to do with cancel culture, if it's a voting thing. But I'd be honest, I have not looked too much into it and really could care less about this stuff. As you and I agree, the less news you watch nowadays, the better. I don't think I've watched any news all week other than sports news.
I tell you what, I used to watch a lot of, I've been sucked into it. I used to sort of have cable news on in the background, Steve. And we talked about it. I talked about Russell Wilson and meeting his one of his advisors and coaches. And I tell you, it really is for the best, because we talk about it. Like people, you see it on Twitter, right? People will argue about, like, you know, I was thinking about it today. Like, and I didn't take a side. I just basically tweeted the story and I had people coming at me, Steve, right? But
right.
I was thinking, I had people coming at me, and I was thinking, I saw, like, the dude that was coming at me doesn't even live in Georgia, right? Like, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what, like, why, like, people are wasting their days arguing about this stuff, and you know what, they're topics and debates to have conversations with, Steve, but people should be living their lives instead of worrying about these conversations. Right. And it doesn't mean that, you know, whatever, you shouldn't be aware of what's going on in the world. But we've talked about it, Steve. Right. You have to look after your own business. Hashtags aren't going to pay the rent for anybody. Right. Hashtags don't change the world, people. Action does. I guess that's the best way of putting it, Steve.
Yeah, I'm just quickly looking at this Bill game, because I honestly didn't know anything about this till like 30 seconds ago. So I'm kind of looking at it right now. I mean, I guess the big thing was that they're trying to cut down on some of the mailing, the ID and stuff. And look, you know my stance on the voter, the mailing, but we have absentee balloting in place. This is talking about blanketing vote, mailing ballots to every registered voter. I'm not in favor of that. I personally think the postal system is a disaster. I mean, do you really want the postal system running anything in this country? I mean, I got a letter from Richmond, an hour from where I live. It took 4 weeks to get here a month ago. And it was postmarked Richmond. Dead serious. Dead serious, Gabe. And it was from like a state agency, too. It was like something to do with like the state tax update or something. I mean, I'm dead serious. So, I mean, you want them running our elections? I don't. You know, I have FedEx can run it or UPS can run it. I'm okay with that probably, but... So I don't know. I mean, there's two sides to all this stuff. My concern, though, with this is that it looks like it's a Republican bill. So that means it's discriminatory against blacks and minorities automatically. And that's not always the case, of course. So now then the players get involved. And I just feel like a lot of these guys don't even know what they're talking about. I didn't know much about this. I still don't know much about it. I'm just kind of skimming the surface here. But I wonder how many of the damn players really know much about it either.
Yeah, and Steve, like I said, I don't live in Georgia, but I will say it's being popped up in 42 other states, all Republican for the record. So there's a pattern, Steve, right? Like, there is a pattern. And let me just say this, Steve. I don't think if the last election would have turned out differently that these laws are being put in place right now, Steve. You know what I mean? But I do agree. How many players, like, know or care? And listen, I've said it before. I don't think it's not unreasonable to ask someone for ID to vote. Like, that's just common sense, right? Like, and that's sort of how they spin it. Well, you need ID. And that's common sense. You would need ID to vote. Sure. That's just
but
whatever.
But if you're, Dave, how demeaning is it that they like say that hurts African Americans? I mean, I personally think that's demeaning. It's almost saying, well, you're not smart enough to get an ID. I mean, so if I was a black person, I'd be like, you know, why is that negative towards African Americans or Hispanics versus white people? You know?
Yeah, but
I mean,
yeah, but the thing is,
so that always
but the thing is, Steve, yeah, but that's the bumper sticker politic angle of it, Steve.
Oh, sure,
right? Oh, it's not race. Asking if you need a lot, not if you need a lot of ID. But the fact is that, dude, if it was simple as that, then the bill wouldn't be 88 pages, Steve. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it would just say you need ID, point blank, simple. No, but it doesn't say that. It's like there's, and I, like I said, I'm not a lawyer. It's not my business. I'm just looking from a baseball standpoint. But it goes on and on, Steve, on and on. Like, you can't give someone a bottle of water in line. Like, they're squeezing a lot of just ridiculous type of things to get a result. Like, it's obvious they're just trying to sort of rig the game. I mean, in the end, it's real. I'm surprised, though, that baseball, of all sports, Steve, that's what caught me off guard about it. I just, you know, I thought like baseball. Yeah, as if. You're like baseball and golf. Like Keith Olbermann saying they need to boycott the Masters. Yeah, it's not happening.
Right.
So, it's not happening. It's not happening, Keith. More Merrill on the other side. Bring it.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many possibilities.
Now are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Moritz. So we're kicking it with Steve Merrill. And I think this is one thing. We'll move on from this. But as we stated, the baseball game's not going to Atlanta, all right? That was the whole point of this. That's all I said. But I think we'll agree. You know what? Never mind the voter registration laws and stuff. The real problem is the people that we vote for. All right, Steve? I think that's, isn't that a good way of putting it? I don't care about how long it takes and this and that. Whatever, dude. They're all clowns anyways. When you're voting there, they're all a bunch of bozos. So,
that's the problem. They're corrupt as hell.
Everybody, exactly. You can argue about this and that and bottled water and drop boxes and, you know, how many hours on Saturday are you allowed to keep a polling station open for and all this other type of stuff. But in the end, whatever. They're all clowns. It's all a diversion. We talk about it, people. They want you arguing about it. I've said it a million times. It's not a coincidence, guys. Like, Steve, I was thinking about you. Look, like, so one party, one group is red, the other group is blue. So it's nice, simplifies things. And look at Coke and Pepsi, like blue and red. You know what I'm saying? Like, just everything is just sort of like, you know, broken down. And even Coke's more conservative and Pepsi's looser. And you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is just sort of broken down into tribes. And I've always said this. So imagine, guys, you go. And they say, well, you have a freedom and it's a great democracy and you get to vote for whatever you want. And you go and you're like, all right, I'm thirsty. And they give you a blue can of Pepsi and a red can of Coke. And you're like, can I get something healthier? No, but you're free to drink whatever you want. But there's a Coke and a Pepsi. Can I get a water? No. Can I get an orange juice? No. Can I get a Gatorade? No. There's Coke and Pepsi, but you're free to get what you want. Like, you know what I mean? A two-party system of a bunch of cronies that are all going and drinking together in the same damn bar at the end of the night, Steve, isn't like a system, bro. You know what I mean? Let's just, I want to move on. But it's just that they're all corrupt, like you said. It's just a political game, man. You know, Ted Cruz and his little sideshows, AOC and her little tweets, and it's all just games to them, people. They don't care about your life.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one thing that unites all of them, Gabe, is a third party. That's the one thing that unites all of the Democrats
that they don't like.
They don't want it. And you know, say what you will about Trump, love him or hate him, but everyone hated him within the political system. So that kind of tells you something, because he was that third party guy. You know, he wasn't really a Republican. He'd been a Democrat his whole life. And that's why there was so much turmoil with him, because he disrupted the status quo. Whether you think it was good or bad is a different discussion, but he definitely disrupted that status quo. And, you know, I think Trump was an egomaniac, obviously, but I will give him credit for doing that. I'd like to see more of it personally. I don't necessarily want it from Trump. I think he was too diversive. But I would love to see someone come in and disrupt. Yeah.
I think we should put 10 crackpots up on the stage, all from different things, and then decide, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know, that 1 and 2 and 3 isn't even enough. 1 and 2 and 3 isn't even enough. All right, so Steve Merrill kicking with us. So, Steve, I got to be honest, I was all excited. I was like, all right, look forward to talking to some NASCAR tonight. I enjoyed the dirt race until Bell got knocked out. I was looking good, too, bro. Bell was looking really good. And I was enjoying it, and I'm like, man, what's up? There's no NASCAR. And then I remember, I'm like, oh, that's right, NASCAR. They don't race Easter weekend. What's the deal? Easter and Mother's Day, right?
Yeah, you know, they might race now on Mother's Day. Actually, I'm looking at the schedule here. They do. They actually race every week all the way until June 14th off. So that might be Father's Day, actually. So maybe they're off Father's Day this year. That's the next off week. So, yeah, the Easter Bunny 500 is kind of the running joke in the NASCAR circle for this week.
NASCAR's got to keep the image up. No, we're very religious, and you know, no, we don't race Easter weekend. So as far as the dirt race, you called it, Steve. You said you don't think it's going to go down on the weekend. It ended up happening on the Monday, and it was entertaining. It was cool. It was more of a clay than dirt, although there was a moisture. And what I thought about, and I guess like what amazed me, is that the drivers were somewhat surprised and they were all caught off guard that they were all getting mud on their windshields, Steve. I was like, didn't you think of this? Like, you know what I mean? Like honestly, guys, like we're watching a dirt race and like it was about 4 or 5 laps in and you could hear everyone. Yeah, I can't see. I got real problems here, guys. And like, there's just this clunks of mud and clay sticking to people. And I thought it was cool though, Steve. Remember they had that little filter thing sticking off the front of the cars? They were allowed to sort of, you know, suck in some of the dirt and stuff, but it was a lot of fun. People liked it. And I got to tell you, Steve, my Twitter was blowing up, bro, from people that never tweet me about NASCAR. Like, oh, wow. Never. Like, and I said, like, during the race, I was like, oh, this is cool. Look at that. Oh, this guy and this and oh, look at this. And I was really into it. I was tweeting about it all race. And I had all kinds of people said, oh, I'm going to tune in. Oh, this is awesome. And I guarantee you, bro, if this was on asphalt pavement, man, no one's tweeting me about nothing, Steve. NASCAR needs more of these unique races, bro. People like this stuff.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because they've announced they're going to do it again next year in Bristol, 2022. It's been announced they will do another dirt race. So this was not a one-off. And I was doing a show earlier this week, my Tennessee-Alabama show that I do. We talk a lot of NASCAR. And both the host and I were saying we didn't think it made much of a difference because I figured the same people that would have watched Bristol were watching this. So I'm glad to hear that, Gabe. That gives me a little more optimism that maybe it was a good thing. And a couple takeaways. First of all, it was the first time since we had practice sessions since before the shutdown in over a year. And that's a huge handicapping factor for me. We got them both in on Friday. We did not get the qualifying runs on Saturday. But what jumped out to me Friday was that guys who are usually very good overall that did not have much dirt experience were still really good in practice. Kyle Larson was great, but he had to go to the back of the pack with the engine change, and he got caught up with Christopher Bell middle of the race, or middle of the track, rather. Otherwise, I think Larson would have run away at the race, probably. He was very strong in practice. But guys like Denny Hamlin, Logano, Martin Truex Jr., they were all very strong in practice. They all ran very strong in the race. In fact, they had the 3 top driver ratings overall for the day. Martin Truex Jr. had never run on dirt before. He goes out in the truck race earlier Monday afternoon as a 20-1 long shot. Wins both stages and wins the race, dominates, wins stages 1, finishes 4th in stage 2, was top 3 at the end of the race until he cut a tire on the final lap and finished 19th. But he really was the second best car and led the most laps in the race. Logano, very little dirt experience, comes in there, qualifies well, or he practiced well, and he wins the race. So it turned out not to be as much of a difference as we normally see. And by the way, Truex does not do well at Bristol normally. He did very well here, and that's because they brought some more dirt in, and it wasn't as banked. It was flatter like the Martinsville where he runs well. So I'm looking forward to the race next year. I think we have a lot we can take away from him and use next year in the race.
You know what's really cool too, Steve? So NASCAR is they're doing an iRace. So they take their iRace, they take their virtual racing seriously, guys, NASCAR. They're basically doing a street course in the NASCAR virtual scene, Steve. And they're going to do it though for real the following year. So like basically they're running as a simulation. And this is what we talk about, guys, unique stuff. And what we were just talking about last week, Steve, it's crazy about get out of the South and a bit and mix it, you know what I mean? Look at the success in Vegas. Vegas is one of the most successful stops now. You look at Miami. Modernize it a bit, you know what I mean? Not just the Bristols and et cetera. They're going to go, Steve. They're talking about a Chicago street course downtown. It'll run through Grant Park, just north of Soldier Field. And it's going to run on some of Chicago's most famous streets, Lakeshore Drive, Michigan Avenue, Columbus Avenue. That would be sick, bro. You know the ratings for that, Steve, would be off the hook. Like, people, like, would want to see that. NASCAR cars barreling through the downtown streets of Chicago, that'd be awesome.
And that's what you need, too. You need to bring in markets like that. Like, Chicago, upper Midwest there, you know, it's not a huge NASCAR market. And as we've talked about with the shutdown, they've realized now they don't need fans. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, they don't race on Easter, obviously. It's because no one's going to go to a race on Easter Sunday for the most part. But now you don't need fans like we used to have. And they're not filling the stands anyway, even before the lockdown. So I think it's going to open up NASCAR to do more of these creative things, more for viewing and getting new viewers instead of worrying about filling the stands. I think the road courses, the road races are what we're going to definitely see more of.
I think people would go, Steve, even though it's Easter.
I say that now. They go on Christmas and other stuff. You're right. They go to NBA games and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, I don't know. I think NASCAR likes that sort of, it's like sanctimonious. It makes them feel good. You know what I mean? Like, has anybody complained at the final?
Drivers.
Yeah. Well, it's a break. Yeah, I mean, it gets them with the family.
Yeah. And I mean, you got to take a week off. You might as well do it then and let the drivers and crew have some time off, too. I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a hard ass, Steve. You know what I'm saying? But you know, thing is, No. I was going to say, Steve, and I think you'd agree. These guys have a tough schedule in NASCAR. These guys really go after it, man. Not a long off season. Yeah. They don't have a lot of weeks off, these guys, man. And even in their off weeks, they're testing. Like, how many guys are really off even this weekend, Steve? I guarantee you, some of them are doing some stuff with their teams.
Right. And the big thing is not having to travel because they're all based out of Charlotte. But you're right. I mean, it's basically a 9-month straight season with 36 races and maybe two off weeks. And the crew is working all week long. The drivers don't work as much as anybody else. The drivers only work for that Friday, Sunday. But the crew and the mechanics working all week long. So, yeah, just to not have to work on the weekend is really the only difference. So I think it makes sense. You got to give them a week or two off at some point. So you might as well make it on a holiday, I guess.
All right, we'll get into the final four on the other side. I was talking about it earlier, Steve, that the UConn women lost, bro. They were 14-point favorites. 28-1. 28-1 in the final four. They lose
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Arizona, Steve, Pac-12, and they're going to play Stanford Pac-12. All Pac-12 women's final. And we got UCLA in the final four. Pac-12 killing it. But yeah, 14 points, Steve. Wow. More with Merrill on the other side. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember,
there's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends,
and yeah, we'll say it,
fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Well, too bad, because here we are. See, Steve, I got to tell you, buddy, we got, like, basketball fans, football fans, and, like, MMA, like, you know. Our crew isn't, like, a NASCAR first guys, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a lot of guys that are tuning in that like to bet on sports and stuff. But our chat right now, Steve, everyone's blowing up. Guy in Chicago, I'd love to see NASCAR in the streets of Chicago. I want F1, and now they're talking about F1 racing. And I'm just talking about F1's hard to get. Like, F1 cars are too expensive. They're not going on downtown streets. They don't do it. Yeah, they have the race in Monaco. Monaco's pavement, you can eat off that stuff. Like, that's their pavement. The Monaco, Steve, it's like James Bond, you know what I mean? Like, that's, man, you and I talk about going to Sonoma one day, Steve, right?
Right.
You aren't, like, you imagine Monaco with the casino there and the streets and the F1. Bro, you need like $250,000 to go for that weekend.
Yeah, it's a little more ritzy than NASCAR's appeal is that it's the common guy. That's why the Southern thing always kicked off well. And I think that's the one selling point NASCAR still has, is that it's not an uppity, yippity, you know, hippie type, yuppie type thing, you know, with like the Formula One is very high class and polite. And I think NASCAR has kind of lost a little bit of that, actually, and that's why they have lost some of their original fan base.
Yeah, well, F1, I got to tell you, Steve, there's an F1 race in Montreal, bro. And it's a scene. It's like nothing else. Like, it really is. Like, the people and everything. Like, but, you know, it's still a car race, Steve. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, F1 wants that image and stuff, but they're still yahoos. But, you know what I mean? Like, the prices, Steve, though, bro. Like, bro, like, I'm telling you, like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, a Ferrari hat, Steve's like $160. Like a baseball hat.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a golf shirt's $400. Golf shirt's $400. You want a Ferrari racing jacket, do you? Yeah, that'll set you back about $4,200. Like, it ain't NASCAR. What, $20 t-shirts, bro? No, I'm telling you, like, it's insane, man. Like, I used to cover it. I got to tell you, though. It's basically like a supermodel fashion show, Steve, in one spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's high end, like parties, man. It's cool though. And, you know, like I said, like, I grew up with it, the F1 every year in Montreal. I've gone, I've covered it. I've been in the media and stuff and covered it. But you know what I always preferred, Steve, and I love all car racing, but you know what I loved and I used to cover it was the Champ Kart series, Steve. Indy racing, Champ Kart.
Yeah.
Love it, man. You know, those cars actually go the fastest. They even go faster than the F1 guys. That stuff is nuts. Like, these guys are going like 260 miles an hour type thing. Like, they're really hitting like 230 or whatever. Like, it's crazy. And they're in these little pieces of plastic. They're going in like over downtown Toronto and downtown Miami. They're bumping over potholes and stuff. That's some crazy racing, that stuff. I enjoy it. People only pay attention to the Indy 500.
Cockpit. Open cockpit as well. That's what gets me. I mean, their head is exposed basically the entire time. It's just insane.
Yeah, you know what? I have people in our chat. Yeah, you're right, guys. We can't afford the Monaco race. Yeah, we'll go to Bahrain. That'll be cheaper. That's the thing with F1, guys. It's all just new, like, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, they spend like $1 billion on a track. You know what I'm saying? You spend it, it's like, how are you going to compete with that stuff? China has a new track. They got a couple F1 races. You never got into F1, Steve? Yeah, I know you're just more of a NASCAR guy only.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason being is that I used to laugh at NASCAR in the 90s. You know, I'm in Virginia. I had a bunch of buddies that were into it. I used to laugh at it. And I was a basketball, football guy. And this is even when I was a professional handicapper in the mid-90s. And in the late 90s, a guy named Bob Donahue, who used to be on Vegas Insider, was releasing NASCAR picks. And he made a lot of it just public. So I started following him. And I saw he'd look at the practice times. He'd have some analysis. And I just, when I realized, you know, it's Gabe, it's like you and I getting interested in American Idol and the spelling bee and the hot dog contest. I mean, the only reason I'm interested in the hot dog contest is because they put odds on it and we can handicap it. I just like that stuff. And again, I end up becoming a fan, as secondary fan of the competitive eating, just because there were odds on it. Same thing with NASCAR. And that's what got me into it in the late 90s. And then I really started to enjoy it. I understood it more and became a fan as well. There are some intricacies, but it's still the handicapping, the competitiveness, you know, the fantasy contests. And that's what gets me watching it still on a daily basis. And Formula One has just never been that good for betting because it's so few guys
can win the race.
You know, the favorites are -20, and there's very little passing. And that's the same problem with the Indy cars and the Champ cars. Those open-wheel cars, you just don't see as much passing. So it's just not as good from a betting standpoint. When I used to crush NASCAR 15, 20 years ago before the odds got sharper, I'd take five or six guys. I'd shop around to different sports books, get great odds on every one of them, and just made a killing. But I remember I'd get Michael Waltrip at 15-1 at some books back when he was winning at Daytona. He and Earnhardt Jr. were dominating the restrictor plates like 20 years ago, and I'd get him at 10-15-1 still. You know, you just don't find that value anymore. But that's what always appealed to me about NASCAR.
You know, though, Steve, every year we get that day. I remember you and I always talk about it. Remember once a year, there's always the three races in one day. It's awesome. F1 in the morning, yep. Indy, and then is it the Indy 500? And then there's always a NASCAR race, right?
Yeah, it's like the triple 600.
Yeah, Coca-Cola, Charlotte. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Yeah. So, guys, yeah, it's cool. So, like, in the morning from Europe, you got F1, you got NASCAR, and you got your Indy 500 all in one day. It's like the triple crown of racing day. It's great stuff. Listen, you know, but like you said, Steve, F1, you know what it was? I didn't have a choice, bro. I was in Montreal on the radio, and
right.
Jacques Villeneuve's from there. He's a big F1 driver. There's the track, like, it would come. It's a big event. So, like, if you don't know F1 racing, like, you can't be on the radio in Montreal. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to have F1 segment sponsors and, like, the whole nine yards. Like, you know what I mean? It was all in. We used to cover it and go, and, like, you know, it was big time. But we talk about it now. You're bang on, Steve, because it's amazing to watch, but it gets boring fast. Because, as you stated, it's one of those deals where if you're at the race, Steve, and I've been to many of them, you don't see them the whole time. So, yeah, they have screens up and stuff, and they're going so fast, Steve. So it's like, zing, and they're like, that's it. And it's like they zing past you in F1, and, you know, they slow down in the corners and stuff. And as you stated, it's all about qualifying, Steve. And the same guys qualified at best all the time. And it's all about qualifying. You're not passing them. You got to line up in an order, two by two. It's not happening. You need them to crash, and they don't crash these guys, like the best guys. So I'm just looking right now, man. I'm in here. I'm seeing here, but I'm all excited now for some F1 stuff. It doesn't start for, I guess, a couple more weeks. Lewis Hamilton, +120 to win the Romanian Grand Prix. Give me Lewis Hamilton. You think I never lose this, Steve? +120.
Yeah, I'm looking at the results from last year. Yeah, he ran like 14 races. He was top three in like 12 of those 14, or 12 of the end, like fourth in another one. So I'm looking at it right now, last year's results. I mean, it's just, yeah. I mean, what are you doing with that? You know, it's just not fun to handicap.
Yeah, but +120 is not bad value then, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I said that. I was thinking the same thing, Gabe. I was like, maybe we should be playing him at -120 in the week. He's winning every other race, because that's like, yeah. Well, yeah, but even that's even money, right? If he wins every other race, that's even money. So there is no value at -120. That's exactly the problem right there.
No, but we're getting +120 right now. But no, he'll end up being like -163 and stuff, Steve. -250. It gets crazy. It does as the season goes on. There's always one or two guys that'll compete. He's amazing, though, this guy. You know, to me, Michael Schumacher is the best F1 driver ever. at least you know, to me in my era, he was the guy, the epitome of the epitome. And Lewis Hamilton's broken his records, man. So, you know what? He's the king. He's better than Schumacher.
Well, I'm looking at last year. Who's the other guy? How do you say? Bottas, the second place guy?
Yeah. Valtteri Bottas. Hamilton. Yeah.
Right. Bottas and Hamilton won every race last year except for two. Verstappen won the other two. And then one guy named Perez won one race, and that's the one that Hamilton did not race in. So if you take all the races that Hamilton was involved in, Hamilton won every race but four of them.
That's dominant, Steve.
Won two. Yeah,
that's dominant, bro. Like,
and that's what Schumacher used to do, that, like you said. You know, there's always somebody. If it's not Hamilton, it's somebody else. There's only two or three guys that can ever win at all. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. It was a big deal. There was a kid. He's a young kid from Canada, and he from Montreal, Lance Stroll, and he won the pole. He didn't win a race, Dave, and they treated him like a hero. And they're like, well, are you people overreacting? It's like, you know how hard it is to win a pole against Lewis Hamilton? But Hamilton wasn't in that race, as you stated. That was the one. I think Stroll won the pole. Like, Hamilton's just ruining people's lives, Steve, by being there. You know what I mean? He's just that good. It's like he's – no, he is. He's that good, and his car, too. And, like, dude, you're talking, like,
right.
You
it's
know.
Both.
Yeah, it's like it's both. And these guys, they're not even really drivers, Steve. They're almost like they're like pilots, bro. Like, they're like computers, these things, Steve. You know what I mean? They're like, it's like a cockpit. It's almost not like a car. It's like a cockpit. Everything's like computerized, and it's really, really insane stuff. All right, so hey, Loyola Chicago's coach, Steve, left for Oklahoma. Lisa in the chat was asking about it. You know, I wonder, is he gonna change his style? Can you win in a Big 12 playing like that? What do you think about that?
Well, I think you can win anywhere playing like that. I mean, look at Virginia. You know, I mean, they won a national title 2 years ago playing that way. Look at Wisconsin. They've come very close. I think the one problem is it's difficult to recruit.
Texas,
you know, obviously,
Tech.
If you're a flashy offensive team, you're going to get guys. But I think Oklahoma can definitely win with that style. It's just a matter of can they get enough players at that level that want to buy into it.
Texas Tech's been successful with the same style as well. Now, you got Beard at Texas, but he was well-respected. You know, sometimes you'll see coaches, you know, get hot, and then they get a big job, and they really didn't deserve that job. They just sort of, some kid on the team got hot. They're not great coaches. But this guy, he's proven it, the system, the fundamentals, and I think he could be successful, as you stated. We're seeing it with UCLA, Steve, right? I said the same thing. Hey, I don't know about Mick Cronin going to UCLA and the style, if it'll work at that school, and hey, they're in the Final Four.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is, like, just because these are slowed-down good defensive teams doesn't mean they're not efficient offensively. And what's interesting about UCLA is they play very slow, but they're actually a much more efficient offense. They're, like, 13th offensively. They're 45th defensively. Gonzaga's, like, 5th or 7th in the efficiency ratings defensively. So that's why everyone thinks UCLA can slow it down defensively. That's not their style. USC was a better defensive team. Loyola's a much better defensive team. That's why I just don't see UCLA winning that game on Saturday.
The question is, can it cover? And I don't even think that. Like,
sure.
Like I said earlier, Steve, it's hard to get in front of a team. They've won 27 in a row by double digits. Steve, they're a perfect 4-0 in the first half and 4-0 ATS. So they're 8-0 ATS so far in the tournament, Gonzaga. I'm just going to keep riding it, bro. I'm just going to take them in the first half of the game.
Right. Everyone's like, well, it's 14 points. Well, they beat the 8-seed Oklahoma by 16. They beat the 5-seed by 18 in Creighton. And they just beat the 6-seed USC, who's a better team from the same conference, the Pac-12, by 19. As only a 9-point favorite, and USC had the best 2-point defense in the country. Gonzaga puts up 49 on them in the first half. UCLA only scores 51 the whole game against Michigan. And we talked about that, of course, on Friday night, but I mean, or Tuesday night, rather. But yeah, I think people are overthinking it. Gonzaga or pass.
All right, we'll get Steve's thoughts on the All Texas matchup on the other side. Only the fifth time in tournament history, two teams from the same state playing each other in the Final Four. 406 days since Gonzaga's lost last the basketball game. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. Doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the Winning Edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, we're at a 3 minute warning already. Level one. Time always flies when Merrill's kicking with us. You can't see us right now, but people are loving my wearing an old school Montreal Expos jersey here, Steve. Old school Expos, powder blue, Vlad Guerrero. Now that baseball is back. Yeah, now that baseball is back. We got to get you on a TV show, so we'll see what some of the old memorabilia roll out for us. The old Washington hats.
Definitely.
Yeah, Merrill kicking us up. Yeah. I was surprised, actually, that how many baseball jerseys I had in my closet, considering I've given away all my clothes all the time. But I have two Expos here. I have a Mookie Betts Dodgers jersey, World Series. I have a Mets jersey. I got a few, but the Expos, you can't top the Expos stuff. See, guys, you're still talking F1 in our chat. It's funny. It's like 3 weeks away. All right, Baylor and Houston, tough one. Tough game, Steve. Tough one.
Yeah, so I did my consensus college basketball video tonight for wagertalk.com. It's up there right now. People can check it out. I do about a 10-minute preview for the two games. Baylor's looking like the most public side or total in either game on Saturday. So public's on Baylor. Line is 5. I make it just 3.5. And that's usually what the public plays are. It usually bumps the point spread a little. So I do think you're paying a premium if you're backing Baylor in the game on Saturday evening.
They are the better team, though, in my opinion.
Correct.
I think they're deeper. They're better. You know, Houston guys, they're scrappy. They got a ton of heart. They're good. But I think there's a ceiling, and I think they've met it here. And the problem with them for me, Steve, is they're really just a three-man team, bro. You know what I mean? With Giroux, with Grasso, with Grimes, and with Sasser. They're just sort of three guys, and they're three guys, even if they all have great nights and score 20, still doesn't add up. I don't think they can keep up with Baylor in the end.
And Gabe, by the way, look-ahead lines are available. Baylor would be a 5.5-point dog. Houston would be a 10-point dog. Total 160.5 or 143.5, depending on who plays in the second. 5.5.
Wow. I'm glad we laid 5.5. Thanks, Steve.
Done. 10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.